السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were discussing with regards to being connected with Allah Ta'ala. So a person who is connected with Allah Ta'ala, then at all times he will be conscious of whatever Allah Ta'ala's hukam is towards him. Amen. So it will become very, very difficult for this person to break Allah Ta'ala's command. Because all the time he is conscious, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. I have to comply with Allah Ta'ala's hukam. I have to live my life in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So somebody asked me a question. He said that, Maulana, I got a smoking habit. So when I am smoking, I am conscious of Allah Ta'ala. I know Allah Ta'ala is watching me. If I'm smoking, and if I have to be walking uphill, then even the sunnah that when you're walking uphill masjid, Allahu Akbar, if you're going downhill masjid, Subhanallah, that too is in my mind. So how come I'm conscious of Allah Ta'ala, but how come I'm still doing this in front of Allah Ta'ala? So I explained to him, see, there's two things lacking, right? Two things lacking. One is the azmat for Allah Ta'ala, Allah's greatness. So you get, for example, students, right? Now the ustad walks into the class. A student, he has got very high regard and lot of respect for that ustad. So immediately he will now sit respectfully, behave respectfully. He will not behave like how he would have been behaving if the ustad was not in the class. Amongst friends, his friends, so a little more casual. Now the ustad walked in, so now there is azmat for the ustad now, right? So now the person, his sitting will come right, everything will change. But then you get a student who doesn't have that. He doesn't respect, right? So he knows the ustad is there. Ustad is sitting there. But he still carries on doing whatever. He got the right kitab in front of him also, but he is busy drawing, or he is busy dreaming, or he is sitting anyhow, he is passing one sweet to the person next door, he himself is eating one sweet. So why would he behave like that? It's because he doesn't have the true respect for the ustad as he's supposed to have. Right? So it's the same thing in our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. That the person is conscious that Allah Ta'ala is watching me, but the true azmat for Allah Ta'ala is not there. The greatness of Allah Ta'ala is not in the mind. The existence of Allah Ta'ala that I'm aware of, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala that hasn't permeated my heart. The second thing is the muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. There's two things that causes a person to comply. One is azmat, azmat of Allah Ta'ala, and the other is muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. When a person has got true love for Allah Ta'ala, and he really understands that Allah Ta'ala is my benefactor, right? Then, out of love, he doesn't want to break Allah Ta'ala's command. He is prepared to do anything and everything to make Allah Ta'ala razi. Allah must be happy with me. He's got so much of love for Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't want to displease Allah Ta'ala in any way. He's got so much of ishq and love for Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't want to do anything that is against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these sifat we need to bring into us. We need to bring these sifat into us. The azmat of Allah Ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Right? See Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. His people were idol worshipping. Right? So now in order to educate them, so Ibrahim alayhi salam said, looked at the stars, said, no, must be this is my Rabb now. But then when the moon came out, and the moon now is outshining the stars, right? No, I say no. Must be this, the moon, because now the stars are gone dull, no? The moon is now shining bright. So must be, the moon must be my Rabb now. But then, when it's daylight, the sun has come out. And now you can't see the moon, you can't see the stars, there's no brightness in them anymore. Now the bright thing is the sun. You say, no, Haza Akbar. Must be, this is now my Rabb, because this is the biggest now, see, the brightest, the biggest thing. Haza Akbar. But now when sunset time came, so then what he said, Ya Qawm, Inni bari mimma tushriku. So, oh my people, I am free from all that which you are ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala. And then he said, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. In other words, I've turned away from everything else. Turned away from everything else, and now I have turned to Allah Ta'ala. So, when a person has a true azmat for Allah Ta'ala, a true muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, then automatically a person trusts in Allah. Right? Trusts in Allah Ta'ala. So now, there's no problems left for him. There's no problems, there's no frustrations, there's no depressions. His life's mission is, Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. I must not do anything displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. That's all. That becomes his life. Right? No matter what's going on, he is in stormy waters, right? He is in lot of difficulties all around him. There seems to be hardship, difficult situation. His only focus is, my Allah must be happy with me. As long as my Allah is happy with me, then I got no other problems. One person, Allah Ta'ala blessed the person with good health, right? For many years, good health, wealth, right? Other ni'mats the person was enjoying. Now all of a sudden, the person has lost their health. Right? Not totally, but doesn't have the health that the person had before. And one or two other things, but, you know, turbulent times. Right? So the person is saying that now my own family members, my own friends, family members, they are telling me, but you are worshipping Allah Ta'ala, you want to be so pious, why is all this happening to you? You're reading all your namaz, you're not going out, following the laws of Allah Ta'ala, following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, how come all this is happening to you now? So the only reason a person will ask that kind of a question is because a person doesn't understand the purpose of life. And the only reason we will become frustrated if we are in that kind of a situation, Allah Ta'ala keep us all with ease, with afiat. But if we are in that kind of a situation, the only reason we will become frustrated and we become depressed and now we don't know what to do and which way to turn, we start losing heart and losing mind, right, is because of the same thing. That we are lacking in the azmat and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. If a person has got muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, azmat for Allah Ta'ala, trust in Allah Ta'ala, yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, then there's no problem. Ya Allah, whichever condition you're keeping me in, I'm happy with that. Abu Hazrat Abdul Haq Magda Sahib, Naud Barakatuhu, he mentioned that one person had come to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Sahib, Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, when he was living in Makkah Mukarrama. The person came to Haji Imdadullah Sahib and he's saying that, you know, I'm feeling very down. I'm living here in Makkah Mukarrama for so many years, right? And I never missed a single namaz in the Haram. For so many years. And now I'm not well. So I can't make it to go to the Haram. Right? So I'm feeling very, very down. Right? So Haji Sahib gave me some duas, whatever, and gave me some advice and sent him away. But after he went away, and Haji Sahib mentioned to his close attendants there, that see, this person is not an Arif Billah. And he doesn't have the muhabbat of Allah. Every person got some love of Allah Ta'ala, but it's not of that desired level. If it was of that desired level, then he wouldn't be in this condition that he finds himself in. To us, we will think it's a very noble thing, right? I mean, a man is missing going to read namaz in the haram. Right? There's nothing wrong with what he's saying. But Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, see, he's not going to the haram is not of his own laziness. Is not of his own choice. It's because of this bimari that Allah Ta'ala has put on him. Right? So he's supposed to now make tafweez. Right? Hand this matter over to Allah Ta'ala and Raza bil Qaza. Ya Allah, I'm pleased with your decree. All the time that you allowed me to go and read namaz in the haram, I was happy with that. Now, if you've put a condition upon me that I can't go to the haram, this is from you. Right? I'm happy with this also. Whatever condition you keep me in, I am happy with that condition. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he is being catapulted, right? Jibrail alayhi salam comes to him. Said, can I offer you help? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, isn't Allah Ta'ala aware of my situation? So if Allah Ta'ala is aware of my situation, then no problem. If Allah Ta'ala wants to save me, He will save me. If it is Allah's decree that I must burn in that fire, if that is what is going to make Allah happy, I'm happy. Whatever Allah wants, I'm happy with that. See, Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident of Taif, right? Incident of Taif. Now what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through before that? Right? Ma Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. Abu Talib, he passed away. Now things are getting very difficult in Makkah Mukarramah. Two of his main support, you know, Abu Talib one side, Ma Khadija Nana, very, very beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ma Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that I never felt a tinge of jealousy towards any of the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen. Right? Never felt any. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her. Right? He said, oh, I didn't feel any jealousy except towards Ma Khadija radiallahu anha, despite me not being a co-wife of hers. In other words, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was married to her, I was not married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time. I was no way in the picture. So despite that, I felt jealousy towards her rather than all the co-wives, those that were married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the same time that I was married to her. I didn't feel jealousy towards them because she was the favorite, right? But Ma Khadija Ranan, I felt jealousy towards her. So how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it known. He would say, my children are from her. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would slaughter a sheep, slaughter an animal. He would send the meat to the friends of Ma Khadija radiallahu anha. He would extol her sifat. He would say, Kaan, she was like this, and she was like that, and she was like that. So must imagine how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have felt when she passed away. Then Abu Talib, his uncle, he passed away. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinks, okay, let me go to Taif. Goes there to Taif, he explains to them, gives them, and then they refuse, right? They don't accept. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them, they say, okay, if you don't want to accept, just let me go away nicely. Now don't tell all the people what I came here for. No? Just, you all don't want to do anything, right? Fine. Let me go away nicely. But that too they didn't afford him. Now they set the street urchins on him. They started mocking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ridiculing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throwing stone on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? Couldn't, it wasn't an easy thing, right? Not an easy thing. Our Hazrat Mahis Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he used to mention this incident, then he used to say, how the malaika must have witnessed this. This is what is happening to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They know the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how close Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to Allah Ta'ala, right? And now this is happening to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how the malaika must have witnessed that, right? And then Jibril alayhi salam comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, introduces him to an angel, and says, see, this is the angel who is in charge of the mountains. And Allah Ta'ala has put him at your disposal. You can instruct him whatever you want to instruct. The angel of the mountains tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wish, I can crush these people. At that time, when you are still reeling from the effects of what was just done to you, this is not being asked to Nabi sallallahu after 1 month and 2 months, after healing and all that, no. You're still reeling from what was done to you right now. It's fresh. And the angel is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can crush them between these two mountains, crush them, finish them up. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I don't want that. Because I got ummid, that in other, I got hope, if they don't bring iman, but somebody from their progeny will bring iman. What consciousness of Allah Ta'ala that must be? What raza bil qaza that must be? I am not here to take revenge. I am not here to fight with people because they hurt me. I am not here to sort people out who never have mercy on me. I am here to please Allah Ta'ala. That's all. My life must be to please Allah Rabbul Izzat. The mission Allah gave me is I must take His word to the people. Crushing them, how am I going to take Allah's word to them? What they did to me is no problem. Battle of Uhud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bleeding. But what he is saying? Ya Allah, forgive my people. Forgive them. Because they don't know any better. In other words, had they known, they wouldn't have done this. They don't know any better. So you forgive, guide them, forgive them. Now when it comes to us, our nafs is in the front. Everything is about our nafs. It's not about pleasing Allah Ta'ala. Everything is about our nafs. So this Qurbani days that are coming up, all this is a reminder for us. Today, we have lost focus. See, we read up about our pious predecessors, right? Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah, so he used to buy that cow 1 year in advance. And then he will feed it and it will walk with him to the madrasa. It become like a pet. You walk with him to the madrasa, wait for him there. After madrasa, walk home with him. But what we must understand, this was a norm. Everybody had animals in their backyards. Everybody had animals in their backyards. To slaughter an animal was not a novelty. It was something that they were doing all the time. When they wanted meat, they slaughtered an animal. Not when they wanted meat, they phoned a butcher shop. When they wanted meat, they slaughtered an animal. So to skin an animal, to slaughter the animal, to, debone it or take out the meat or whatever. All that was normal. It was normal life. So when they were doing Qurbani, the novelty was not about what animal we bought, what facility we got, what's the weight, what's this, what's... No, that wasn't the novelty. Because they were doing that every day. So there's nothing to them. What they concentrated on was, this meat, this blood is not going to Allah. What's going to Allah Ta'ala is our taqwa. So now I must develop that taqwa. The taqwa must increase. Allah Ta'ala gives us these Mubarak days before the Qurbani takes place to keep Roza, to engage in Ibadat, to praise Allah Ta'ala, stay away from gunas, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, have a clean slate, develop some taqwa. Now we go to do that Qurbani. It's not about what knife I got, how many split seconds it took me to slaughter the animal, what time we finished, where you went. It's not about that. That all wasn't excitement among Sahaba, no. That was a normal thing. They used to keep animals, herd animals, bring animals. But we don't have to go far. We don't have to go far. Just go here to Tokozane. Go here to Tokozane. You see, small, small children. They're herding 10, 12 cattle and grain. Every day they take them out, them go and graze, they bring them back in the evening. What's the big deal? Now, with us, we start concentrating so much on all these things that sometime, why, you see, this type of program is an Islahi program. Right? We're discussing points of our Reformation. Those people who's listening who listen to the programs later, and then you get all these clippers, you get clippers. They make clips and they send it out, right? Now some people, they're too lazy to listen to a whole bayan. Now they just get one clip, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Now they listen to that clip, right? And then they say, what's this now? What's this? Now, we're not addressing them. If they take a lesson, well and good. We are addressing ourselves and we are addressing those who are seeking Islah. So those who are seeking Islah, they will understand this. Those who are not seeking Islah, they won't understand. One person, I think that bayan in the overnight, the last 5 minutes was separate from the rest of the bayan. And that was a couple of punchlines now. Needed to build your appetite before the supper. So anyway, so that 5 minutes rake you like one clip. And then one clip was about this fairs, all these Qurbani fairs around it. So somebody sent the thing to his some connection or friend who got one fair in, he got one, what? Stall in one of the fairs. Now people to, now he sent the thing to that person, right? So that person is disagreeing, right? So now he's saying screenshot of the conversation and he's sending to me. He said, Mama, I sent this thing to one family member, but now he's saying he doesn't understand what's wrong. So if you people can recall a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned to you that there's no Kabira Guna left. What that means is that we are not identifying any sin to be major. But if people are leaving their house after Asr and after Maghrib to go to the fair, they finish by the Qurbani animal too. And they're going after Asr, after Maghrib on Saturday night, going to the fair. What are they going for? So if that person goes to the fair and his wife is fair, and now he meets his friend there in the fair, and now his friend is looking at his fair wife and he's looking at his friend's fair wife, is haram or not haram? And what you went there for? No necessity whatsoever. There's no need for you to go there. It just became a place to go. And we need an outing now. So it became a place to go. But we can't understand this haram. We can't understand it. We can't understand that there's guna. We're not recognizing a guna to be a guna. So that's why I say, the people like that, they can't understand. But people who want Islam, they will understand. So, what I was mentioning to you is that sometimes we bring these animals away home, which is a very good thing. Right? And we keep them. We say, no, bring the Qurbani animal. See, Hazrat Sheikh had the animal for 1 year. Now we too must bring the Qurbani animal away home. And you know, we must have that fever of Qurbani and, you know, that whole fervor of the moment. You know, I mean, that thing must all be there. You must start loving the animal. So when you're slaughtering it, you must feed it. And, you know, all that is part of it. I'm not saying it's not part of it. But a lot of times, that week before Qurbani, we are going into a ghaflat because of the animal's presence. Because to us is a novelty. It's a novelty. Now, you know, the animal's here. Now we're going like this. Now we are just making it in time for Takbir-e Ula. Sometimes we became masbuk also because we're busy feeding the animals. Animals came in the night now. Just before Isha, that bichara came to deliver. The people that are delivering the Qurbani animals and all that, but I speak to them and ask them, how many of your namazes with jamaat is doing? So is taqwa developing or what's developing? What's developing? So we mustn't allow for this to happen to us. We mustn't go into a ghaflat. Right? Stay focused. Stay focused that the whole object is to turn my attention to Allah Ta'ala. The whole object is to increase my taqwa. Right? So just as we got the animals, maybe we brought the animals, we went to buy the animals, we're feeding them, whatever. We got our children, make them make zikr too. Make them read that kalima too. Right? Educate them. Hey, namaz is first. Not animals. The salah is first. So I'm talking about the smaller children. Right? And we as who are older, we are adults, we should be exerting ourselves. Exerting ourselves now in tawbah, istighfar, turn to Allah Ta'ala. If we can keep the rozas, keep the rozas. Every night we should be making at least some ibadat. We can't make whole night, but some ibadat we should be making. You know? Cry to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when you're putting your knife on the throat of that animal, then you should visualize that I'm putting this knife on the throat of my nafs. When you see that animal, that this animal is giving its whole life in order for me to comply with the command of Allah Ta'ala, can I not sacrifice my nafs and comply to the command of Allah Ta'ala? You get some people, they like totally abstract from their qurbani. That's the other extreme now. Right? Their life must carry on normal. They mustn't even see the qurbani anymore. Right? I just phone there. I just do it. How much was amount? Just do the EFT. You do it. You skin it. You distribute it to. Right? Don't even send anything home here. Because all the maybe doubtful what I got in my mortuary at home is more tastier than the tayyib that you're going to give me. That's the bottom line. Right? We got so used to that doubt, all that stunned meat and all those things that the tayyib one, where, you know, all the people, they say, though, we don't know if they read the Bismillah on each animal, you know, in the abattoirs and all that. So whole discussion, I'm not going into the discussion. But when you bring Qurbani time, forget one person reading, whole children, a whole family, so many are reading. Right? Now how much halal can it be now? It's like halal on, you know, times how much now? Right? But that ghost we don't want. That meat we don't want. That one is by Jay, you slaughter it. I don't even have to see it. I just pay you the money and you distribute it to it. And we feel we got meat at home. The poor people will eat something. Who had more love for the poor? Us or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughters 100 camels. Right? But he wants to eat from each camel. And how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eat? Now how he's going to eat from 100 camels, how he's going to eat? But he wants that barakat. Because this is a da'wat from Allah. This Qurbani meat is a da'wat from Allah. Other ummahs couldn't eat it. Only we can eat it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba, cut a piece from each camel. 100 pieces. Put in one pot and make one curry or a soup or something like that. So the effect of that whole 100 camels will be in that food. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam partook of that meat. So we must eat from the Qurbani animal. That too is a sunnah. Some people, they're like, totally my life must just carry on normal, right? And they got nothing to do with the Qurbani besides paying for the animal. That's all. And other people get so involved in the animals, right? They, it's like one sport for that time, you know? One sport for that time. And then we go into a ghaflat. So we must have i'tidal. We must have some involvement in our Qurbani also, but most of our effort must go into developing taqwa, because that is what is going to go to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq, Allah grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام اللهم حرر الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله.